Welcome to the Front Row Podcast. We're talking with University of Kentucky head coach John Calipari. Coach Calipari, welcome. Appreciate you taking the time.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Midnight Madness comes up Friday night. You've been doing Midnight Madness probably longer than anyone in the country. Tell us how it's different now from your first days in UMass when you did Midnight Madness.
Well, Kentucky's different. It's sold out, 25,000. There were 600 tents waiting for tickets. People from all over the country came in here to wait on these tickets. The tickets went on sale. The rest of them went on sale at 7 o'clock in the morning. At 7:05, they were absolutely sold out. Our players really get the gist of, this isn't just for funsies here, huh? People really care. And so it really gets them to understand that, you know, we have an obligation to do our best. We don't have an obligation to win or win every game or win national titles, but we have an obligation to do our best. And I think that helps this. It also, with recruits coming in, it's not just, well, this gets them. What it shows them are you ready for this? This is like every home game. These people are crazy. Are you up for this kind of challenge?
The UMass days, 91-92, I looked back, I think was the first midnight game that you did. And then the following year, I think you had your first Midnight Madness. How important was ESPN in starting and getting things going there and the relationship you've kept with them throughout the years?
Well, let me start this, David, and tell you, I've said this publicly many times, without ESPN and without the NIT, Jack Powers, Mass never gets it going, which means I never get it going. What ESPN did back in the day, if you deserved to be on TV once, they would put you on. We went to Tom O'Jackson, and I begged him for a game. He calls me back and says, how about a midnight game? And I said, on the West Coast? He said, no. I said, what do you mean midnight? We start at midnight? Yeah. And I said, Friday or Saturday? Yeah. I said, okay, we'll do it. And that was the start of it. And then David Brown, we kept doing it. When we became number one in the country at UMass, David Brown felt so bad that he came back and said, I can't ask you to play at midnight. Because I would have said yes, and he knew that, because I owed that much to ESPN. And then the NIT, I talk about it, giving us an opportunity to play in postseason, and then play in postseason and win, shot us on our way. So those two organizations, you know, I feel indebted to.
This is the third Midnight Madness for you at Kentucky. The first one, obviously, was when you kind of set the tone. What can our fans expect if they're watching on ESPN or ESPN3.com? What are you going to show them this year at Kentucky's Big Blue Madness?
Well, obviously, the introductions are outstanding and crazy, and I'm going to get a State of the Union address like we did my first year. They've been begging me to do it, and I didn't want to do it last year. So this year, I'm giving a shortened version, though. Instead of the other one was too long, this is a shortened version of the state of the program. And then we're going to do some warm-up stuff, and then they're going to scrimmage up and down and hopefully have fun. We're going to have a lot of former players here, a lot of guys coming back to be with the team and be a part of our family.
This isn't really your favorite event of the year. I know that. What do you try and get out of it? I seem to remember you saying that it's just a matter of getting to the next morning.
Yeah, I just, we're, you know, let's just get through this. The guy gets a breakaway, let him alone. It's not, we're not, you know, nothing, no grabbing, nothing crazy. You're not going nuts. We got two practices tomorrow. We just had an hour practice today, and tomorrow we'll have nothing, and then that. And then we have two practices Saturday, two practices Sunday. So let's just get sure we're ready to go with that stuff.
You talked about the importance of having the recruits in the house. What about for recruits that are watching at home or future players? How important is it for them to be seeing what's going on ESPN?
I guess it's important. What I want those players to look at is that this is nutty. This could be the greatest environment if this is what you want. And I want them to look at it. And the question they have to ask themselves, do I want that? Am I really trying to stretch myself out? Am I trying to trace something great, or do I just want to play college basketball? And then you just look at it and say, I want something like that. That's what I want. Other kids are going to look at it and say, too much for me. Too much. It's just too much.
So it helps you to kind of weed out.
Yeah, it's both. It helps you both ways.
The the fancy thing now is to do skits and have juggling acts and fire shows. You don't really believe in that, do you?
No, I'm gonna juggle three basketballs tonight, though, just in honor of those other places.
Coach John Calipari on the Front Row Podcast. Really appreciate it, Coach, and best of luck this season. We'll get in touch with you again.
Thanks, David.